The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, welcome. We've got a great show here today. It is Kidney Awareness Day, and we've also got Miami Beach and the rest of Miami. We're going to talk about the hottest real estate markets with my friends from Douglas Elliman. So stick with us. We're going to go away real quick. We're going to come back even faster because we've got an enormous, amazing show. So Wanda, take it away, and then we'll be right back with information that's going to change your life today.
Everybody, hold on.
One for the money, two for the show. You get ready now, go cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
All right.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.
All right. Hey, Wanda, thank you so much. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You go, what's red cap service? Look on my Facebook feed from yesterday. You'll see the guy dropping my car off for me from service. You'll also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody. Hey, what are you going to do when your loan doesn't fit into the standard box? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because you got to close by year end. You don't know what to do. You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. You go, Jim, are there people that still want to do deals by year end? I'll go, yeah, I got a call from one today at lunch. So call me. All that guy had was $40 million to put out. So if you need a mortgage on your home or condo, let's say you're an offshore borrower, or you're trying to buy a condo, or you're a realtor who's got somebody from overseas that wants to buy, or you're somebody from the United States, but you did a short sale, I can help you. If your loan request starts out with, I have a special situation, you call 305-773-6300 and you ask for me. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Thank you, Wanda, for that great interlude. And I want to bring in our two guests. We've got AJ Gindy. AJ is the community activist. Is that what you call it?
Community advocate, Jim.
I knew it was something like that. For renewal, AJ's down here from Brooklyn. He's going to be helping me with a bunch of events across town. So if you want to learn more, you just email r1125@renewal.org. You can get all the information you want. We've also got Beanie Mason. Beanie is also a woman that has donated her kidney to a stranger. So we've got two of the people that are miracle makers that have changed the world for people they did not even know. We'll start with AJ. AJ, what prompted you to get involved and donate a kidney? How'd you find out about that?
Well, Jim, first, thank you for having me on your show. And God willing, this show will be very, very successful and be able to find a nice match for your wife, Vivian, who we've been looking for diligently. And I know the work that you've done on her behalf has been tremendous, really outspoken. There's no words to say the amount of work that you've done to get your wife a kidney. And God willing, this will all happen. Yes, I'm a donor. I donated back in February 2013. And I don't know what made me do it. They called me up and they told me that they had a match. I took a blood test, a swab test actually, for a bone marrow, which I wanted to do originally. And then it turned out that the person that I did match up with, the bone marrow, the recipient, got sick and I was no longer able to do it. And I got a phone call about wanting to donate my kidney.
Well, we're getting phone calls right now. I mean, people are calling it all over. They want to talk to you. But you got a phone call to donate your kidney.
I got a phone call to donate my kidney. And I said, okay, this sounds like a good idea. I'll do it. And they said, what do you mean? Don't you want to speak to your wife or somebody else? I said, no. I'll do it.
You control your own kidney, huh?
What does it take? They said, well, you'll be out for a couple of weeks. I said, I'm interested. What do I got to do? Send me wherever I got to go, and let's get this done. And within about 3 weeks, I was on the table, donating my kidney to a man that I never met until that day in the hospital. And I get very choked up about it when I think about it, because I never knew this man. This man was on dialysis, and he thought his life was over. Who's thinking about me? I'm in a room with a lot of other people on a machine, living off this machine. How is it possible someone's going to step forward that has no idea who I am and is going to want to save my life? How's that possible? And sure enough, it happened. His wife gave my wife a tremendous hug and said, your husband is an angel. God sent an angel from heaven. This man fell into our lap. We don't know where he came from. He doesn't know where he came from. He doesn't know how he got here. And sure enough, my good friend Mitch Bornstein, who now shares a part of my body with himself, and we are now kidney brothers. We both have one kidney each that's functioning. And that's what you really need, is one kidney to function. And I'll tell you, it's been life-changing, not only for Mitch, but for myself. And since that time, I've had about 15 or 20 of my friends that have now donated their kidneys as well and saved lives as well. And this is a ripple effect. We have Beanie here as well, a kidney donor before my time, before I donated my kidney. She's a special person as well. And there are other people out there that can do this. Unfortunately, they just don't know what it takes to do it, and they don't know what are the gratification features of it. And if they did, there'd be a donors out there every single day. Somebody'd be lining up to be another donor.
AJ, we got people calling. Wanda, who do we got on the first call there? Hello, caller. Who do we have, Wanda?
I'm here.
Hi. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Beanie. Hi. Who do we have, and what's your question?
Hi. My name is Lisa, and I just want to know, how long will the recovery be, and is there any compensation for lost wages, traveling time, back and forth to the hospital and things like that?
Oh, very good question. Thank you so much for calling. AJ?
Lisa, that's an excellent question. It happens to be probably one of our top three questions that we have, is how long is the recovery time? Well, that really depends on each person individually. I say the average recovery time is between 10 days, 2 weeks. It goes as far as 4 or 5 weeks, depending on the physical condition of the person before they went into the surgery. In my case, I had the surgery on a Tuesday. I was out on a Thursday. And I was back at work on Monday for a couple of hours. I was bowling back the following Tuesday, and I was playing racquetball a week and a half later. But that was really an exceptional case. I wanted to really go out there and do as much as I can, because I wanted to show my friends that they can do this as well. And the average recovery time is about 2 to 4 weeks, I would say.
And what about somebody who's like got a job, they miss work, stuff like that?
Renewal reimburses all lost wages throughout the testing period. Anytime that you're out of work, anytime you have to go for a test, just give us the bill and we'll reimburse you dollar for dollar how much you would have made that day in work. Your traveling expenses, your food expenses, if you had to get a day worker to take care of your children, we'll pay for that as well. After the surgery is done, you want to go on vacation for a week, 10 days, whatever it is, because you want to have some time to fully get a full recovery, we'll pay for that vacation. Whatever it takes for someone to donate a part of their body, because you're doing a tremendous act by donating that part of your body, anything that you need, we will reimburse you for that need.
Now, let's talk to Beanie for a second, because Beanie gave up her carpool duty today to be with us. Now, Beanie, what prompted you to donate your kidney?
So, Jim, I have a dear friend who is ill. As it turned out, she needed a kidney, and nobody in her family was a match for her, unfortunately. And I decided that I wanted to test to see if I was a match. And then it just so happened I was not a match for her either. It was devastating. Thank God at the end of the day, she found a match, And I went on to a list of potential donors until I found my recipient, which took, by the way, years. It was very difficult for me to find somebody that I was a match for.
Wow.
And as it turned out, he's doing beautifully. 6 years later, he's an engineer for the Israeli military, and he is still working and thriving.
Yeah, what did he come up with over there? I just you told me that, and I'm just softballing you. We got to tell him what your guy invented. Go lean in and tell him.
So he created a mechanism with a team of engineers that protects tanks when they're in action from short-range rockets and missiles.
So there's something that this is called on a common name. How might people know this?
Well, actually, this technology was transformed, so to speak, to protect entire communities. And it's known today as, we know it as the Iron Dome.
Okay, so your kidney not only saved one guy, but it helped save an entire country, you're trying to tell me?
Very indirectly.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, well, I'm speechless. So do we got another caller holding? Maybe they can ask a question? Yeah, well, why don't you see? Karen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Karen. Why don't you ask us your question?
Hi, yes, I would. What I'd like to know is, if I choose to donate my kidney, what will I be able to eat, or what food should I avoid if I want to be a donor, and what type of meds will I need to take?
Okay, AJ, this is in your alley. I mean, I don't know those answers.
Well, I have here a nutritionist next to me and a health freak next to her. But I'll tell you, I love my Laffy Taffys, and I have them every single day, so... Nothing's really changed in my diet. You can drink anything you want. You can have anything. You can eat anything you want. Really, the only thing you cannot do is you can have an actual aspirin. You can have Tylenol, because the niacin is something that affects the kidneys. You can't have an aspirin every day. If you need to have one once every few months, it's not a problem. They told me that black diamond skiing is a problem, only because of the fact that I only have one kidney left, and if I fell, I might injure that kidney. If I really wanted to ski, I could, as long as I wore a belt. And there's actually no downside as far as what you can eat. You can eat anything that you want. It's actually the recipient that is on a special diet. The recipient needs to take meds for the rest of their lives, an anti-rejection medication. But as far as the donor is concerned, you go back to a normal life, do anything that you want. You can eat anything you want. Just don't do any black diamond skiing or do any tackle football. Those are the two things that I was told I can't do.
Now, Beanie, have you seen any impact on your life since you donated a kidney? Any kind of negative physical activity or anything like that?
Absolutely no negative impact. We do have to drink a lot of water just to flush our existing kidney out.
Yes.
And that's about it. Eat a healthful diet, exercise, and
the kidney is actually a muscle. So the water builds that muscle. When a person has two kidneys, they give the weaker one of the two away. You have one kidney that does 70% of the work, and the other one does 30% of the work. The one that's the weaker one is the one that they give away. Usually it's the left kidney. And the other kidney is the one that you retain. And in order to build that kidney up to 100% activity, that's what the water does. The water flushes the system, as Mimi just mentioned. It also builds the muscle, which the kidney is. Kidney is only 4 ounces. The whole kidney fits in the palm of your hand. If you saw the machinery that takes to do the work that a kidney does, you see the miracles of God and what God has presented to every human being. You should be thankful for the gift that you have in your system.
It's a cabinet. The thing is a cabinet, the machine that does the dialysis. They can go to WPLG.com, search for Vivian Fried. They can see the machine. They can see Vivian on the machine. Maybe now is a good time to take a quick break, and then we'll come back for another segment. So stick with us. We're going to have life-changing information that's going to help spiritual people be able to connect and self-actualize. We'll be back with more information with Beanie, with AJ, and with me, the Kidney Seeker, back after this.
Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know.
looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service. That's right. Always Warren Henry. If what they say is nothing is forever, then what makes, then what makes, then what makes, then what makes, 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 Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199. Hey, what are you going to do when you need to close by year end? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because if your loan doesn't fit into the square box, it's my kind of deal. That's right. If you start out with, I've got a special situation, call me at 305-773-6300. Realtors, you got a client from Latin America, Asia, Europe, can't get them financed? Call me at 305-773-6300 because I can close that loan. Condo or home, doesn't matter. Maybe you're U.S.-based, but you did a short sale. Maybe you're someone special forgot to show you the credit card bill for a couple of months and your credit score suffered. Call me. I'll help you get a bridge loan till your credit gets back. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back and we have got two of the most special people on the planet. You go, Jim, what makes them so special? I say it's because they gave a kidney to somebody they never even met. In fact, they sought that person out. These are people that give God's gift of life to strangers. They are the most important people in our world today. They're altruistic donors. We've got AJ Gindy and Beanie Mason here with us for another segment. AJ and Beanie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, now we've got another caller with a question, so we're going to go right to the question. Hi, caller, what's your name and what's your question?
Oh, my name is Blanche, and I'm calling to ask, what type of testing does a person have to go through if they want to donate? And if you decide to do it, how long is the process?
Awesome question. AJ, flipping it to you.
Okay, the testing actually is probably the best physical you'll ever receive in your life. It's a one-day, full day in the hospital. EKG, MRI, CAT scan, anything that has three letters, they're going to do it to you. It's actually a psychological test as well. One thing they want to make sure is that you're not some kind of a wacko off the street that wants to start giving away their body parts. But it's a testing, a blue dye test. They check every part of your body. They want to make sure that you as a donor is perfectly healthy. And a matter of fact, some people worry that if you become a kidney donor, you're not going to be able to get health insurance again. You're not going to be able to get life insurance because now you only have one kidney left. Matter of fact, I got life insurance after I donated my kidney, and I was considered a preferred A participant. Why? Because they know the testing that I went through, in order to pass that testing, I had to be in pretty good shape. So as far as the testing is concerned, the best physical you ever get. Even if you don't want to give a kidney, you want to get a good physical and a free one, this is the way to do it.
Hey, you know, and also I got something to say. Some of the people that have gotten tested for Vivian, we've saved their lives. There was one young lady who's like gets up at 5 in the morning to go running, is in perfect physical condition. She went to get tested. She found out she's pre-diabetic. So I think we helped that woman to save her life. We got the calls are ringing off the hook, AJ. So Wanda, do we got somebody else out there?
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah. Hang on there.
Hang on, right?
I'm hanging on. You're my technical expert. Oh. Hi, we got somebody else calling with a question.
Hi, Jim. This is Jamie Levenshot. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good. I do have a question.
Okay.
I'm a big supporter of the cause itself. And my question is, what are the main causes of kidney disease, and is it hereditary?
Ooh, that's actually a good question.
Good question.
Yeah, that is. Well done, young lady. Well done. Do I get a pair of glasses for that?
You do.
All right. I want some red ones and some blue ones. AJ, take it.
Okay. There's two main causes of kidney disease. One is diabetes, and the second one is high blood pressure. If you have either one of those two, it's something that you need to have checked out. You should definitely go for a consultation, a inspection on your body, if you want to call it that way, to make sure that you're not suffering from any type of kidney failure, kidney disease. There is another item called PKD, polycystic kidney disease, mm-hmm. which is hereditary. We've had in our organization some families where we've done six family members that have already gotten transplants, and we've checked the children, and they unfortunately suffer from the same disease, and we know that eventually they too are going to need a kidney. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do to prevent that from taking place. It's hereditary, it's in the system, and you can eat right, you can eat healthy. That's great as far as the other two are concerned, and try to have a job that's not going to get your blood pressure going too high. But you need to be physically fit. You need to watch your health. It's very, very important. As far as diabetes and high blood pressure, you can definitely help to control that. There is medication to control that as well. But PKD, unfortunately, is something that is hereditary and it's in the system, and it's eventually it's going to get the person.
I see that you got one more call flashing there, so let's get to that. Then I got some more questions I can ask, too.
No, we don't.
Okay, great. Oh. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Jamie. Okay, so that was Jamie that I see flashing. Okay, great. So let's do this then. Beanie, I know that you have given your kidney, but then you still had a family to raise. How did being a kidney donor impact your ability to raise a family?
So my children were concerned, as was my husband, the rest of my family. They wanted to understand how my health would be impacted after I donated. And I told them that it is possible to live a very healthy, normal life after you donate a kidney. If you started off healthy and you continue taking good care of yourself, there should be no ramifications. They were also concerned about what if somebody in our family needed a kidney someday. And I had already donated, then who would take care of them? So as it turns out, we go to the top of a list for kidney donations after we donate to anybody. And if we have a family member in need, they would be considered at the top of the list.
Hold on a second. AJ, is that really true?
100% true. Yes, not only at the top of a renewal list, which is a, let's say, a private list, so to speak, top of the national list. The fact that you went out and you donated your kidney, and now if that person, God forbid, became in danger and needed a kidney themselves or someone from their family, they are now on the top of the national list.
Wow. Beanie, I cut you off. Continue, my love.
No,
continue.
You know,
you're an angel. Just keep talking. I'm not going to say anything.
If it turns out that that we considered all this, and then no one would ever want to give a kidney. Hundreds of people would continue to die on a daily basis, and millions of people would walk around healthily with two kidneys and not consider it. So it's really important to consider that you can do this and lead a healthy life afterwards.
So AJ, then what is the sort of bottom line that you'd like to tell people as we kind of get towards the end of this segment? We got a little more time, or how much more time, Wanda?
No, you got as much time as you want.
All right. Well, good. AJ?
I want to say one thing, actually two things. Number one, most people, actually one in every 700 only born with one kidney. One in 700 people born with one kidney. But most people, for the majority, have two kidneys. If you only need 25% of one kidney in order to live a healthy life, why do we have two? And the answer is one to give away. God gave us a gift in order to help save somebody else. It's a gift of life. You can always write a check to somebody, and you can always give somebody a lift somewhere. You can always do someone a favor. Give someone the gift of life by giving away a part of your body to save their life. We had a transplant we did, I'd say, about a month ago, in which we tested 350 people for this person. She had a 99%, I'm sorry, it was a man. He had a 99% rejection rate, which means 99% of the people that we tested will be tested for him. His body is going to reject that kidney. So, of course, we cannot put the donor in jeopardy. We're not going to give up a person's kidney knowing that it's going to be rejected. If we only had 349 people to test, that man would not have gotten a kidney. The fact that people step forward, that 350th person is the one that saved that person's life. We will not stop until we can find someone a kidney, no matter what it takes. We'll travel the world. We've done transplants in Mexico, Canada, Israel, wherever it is. We fly people in from across the world. If you look, we have a poster here standing behind that you can't see it on the radio. We have some children on there. Last year, we did 4 children, the youngest 2 years old. How do you find a kidney for a 2-year-old child? You think a mother's walking in with her other child, or with the child, and say, oh, come here, Bobby. They're only going to take a small little part of your body out. Don't worry, Bob. I'll give you a lollipop if it's all done. It doesn't happen that way. To find a kidney for a child is a tremendous task. And we did it 4 times last year. It's a lot of work, and we never give up. And Jim, I know what you're doing for your wife. You should never give up. Just keep her healthy, because the phone is going to ring when we're going to have the kidney for her, and she's got to be healthy. She's got to be ready, and I'm sure she will be.
If anybody wants to see some of those faces, they can go to the website, what is it, renewal.org?
Renewal.org, yes.
Renewal.org. You go to About, I think it is, and then there's a whole picture that talks about donors and recipients, and there's a montage of miracles on that page. And Beanie, I know that you really went out of your way to come here, and I want to actually, if you don't mind, AJ, I'm going to give Beanie the last word.
Please.
Because Beanie, unlike you, who goes out there and does this as an avocation, Beanie did it and does it and is here today of her own volition because she saw the flyer. Beanie, from your heart, whatever you want to say, love.
I think it's important, because life wasn't exactly created fairly, that we do our best to level the playing field. I think that people that have gifts and blessings should be sharing them. Because really, the greatest gift, as we know, AJ, goes to the giver. It just feels incredible inside. And you should have this feeling, Selena.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say another thing except stick with us. We're going to talk about real estate next. I know it's impossible to outdo this. This will all be up on our website. And we're going to go to a real quick break because I have to give a hug. So stick with us. We're going to talk about real estate, and that'll be good for you too, right after this. Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are now in the real estate portion of today's show. We're going to talk about what the hot markets are in South Florida, particularly the Miami area. And we have got some of the top realtors from Douglas Elliman. We've got the Hetchkoff team. How'd I do with that, Dan? You got to speak into the little fuzzy part there.
That was pretty perfect.
Yeah, you're talking to me, not the mic,
sorry,
bud. And
sorry.
Then we've got your teammates. They're the people that make you look good. Sari Libin, she could actually make anybody look good.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, see
Jim.
That? She knows exactly how to say that. And Diego what?
That was about right.
Yeah?
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Diego. He's obviously the guy that communicates the best on your team.
Yes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Miami and the Miami real estate market. Let's start with you, Dan, since you're
Let's
the team leader.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on right now and how's the market going, because I hear mixed reports. I hear that stuff that's like above $3-4 million is a little sticky. Stuff that's below $1 million, $1.5 million is actually considered, I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with soap after this, affordable and is moving. What's going on with this, I'm going to use a fancy word, split, bifurcated market? Dan, help me understand what's going on.
That was good, and I think you're absolutely right with that. So what's going on is, sorry, let me pull the mic to
yeah,
my,
speak
to
into the
face.
Fuzzy. There you go.
I think you hit it right on the head, actually. I think what's going on is that higher-end luxury market has gone a little soft these days, right? It's a little stagnant. There are a lot of listings out there, but how many $5-7 million buyers are there out there, right? And most of these days, they're paying cash. So it's difficult, that end of the market. I think the bread and butter these days is anything really over, let's say 500,000 up to a million, 2 million. And I'm kind of speaking for Miami and the beaches, really. Miami okay. Beach, mainly, let's say.
Okay. Well, you're the team leader. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to the fashion sense on the program. Sherry, listen, lean in a little bit. And I want you to tell me why you joined Dan and his team, because I really think it speaks to the type of service you guys provide. And let's start with, tell me a little bit about your teammates, Sherry, and then why we should use your team. And then that'll set the table from the market information we're going to get.
I like it.
Okay, cool.
Well, I think the three of us bring a really unique perspective. We have Dan, which he really resembles the experience in Miami Beach over 10 years in the market. And then we have Diego, who is the New York guy. He really understands professionalism and knows that very on time, always in a business suit mentality.
The New York grind.
The New York grind, mm-hmm. Yes.
And okay, then, this is a missing borough.
Then I think I bring in the locals' perspective that I could say I'm born and raised 25 years in Miami Beach, and I've really seen firsthand this market transform my whole life. So between the three of us, we have a local, we have the New York market, and we have experience. And that's why I think we're a dynamic trio.
Okay, Diego, and you're the third of the Musketeers. Tell me what you add to the team.
When I came down here, Jim, about 2.5 years ago.
From where?
From New York.
I just wanted to get that out there.
I started with our fearless leader, Jay Parker.
My man, Jay. Wait, hold on. High five to Jay.
There you go.
All right.
And, he really showed me the ropes, and I was with him for about 1.5 years. And got to meet a lot of realtors on Miami Beach. But something about Dan is what stuck to me, and was really his professionalism, the way people speak about him. And I said to Jay, you know, when I'm ready, that's who I want to be with. So, you know, with Dan is I needed the experience and someone that understood my culture, which is that New York mentality, the New York grind, the being on time, being on a suit, white glove service, anything the client needs. Were there, and that's what he brought.
Well, it sounds to me like Jay taught you, or perhaps you got it from observation, one of the most important rules about real estate, and that's that real estate is a mentorship business. And so if you started out with a mentor like Jay, and then you moved on to somebody like Dan, it sounds to me like you're really getting a great foundation in real estate, and that's really what it's all about. So we're going to come back now to Dan. We talked about the market. We set the table with your team. Dan, I just walked in. I want to buy a $2 million house. Where should I look?
Well, first, let's start with this. How many rooms do you need?
Oh, well, I've got a couple of kids. They're like 17, 18. They'll be out by the time I close. It's just me and my wife, but we both have businesses, so I probably still need 3 or 4 bedrooms because I'm going to need 1 or 2 offices. In fact, I'm going to need 4 because I could tell you one thing for sure. I'm not working out of her
4 office. 4 bedrooms, perfect. First of all, $2 million. Sorry to tell you, but you're not going to be on the water, okay?
No way!
So first of all, we
not even a canal?
Maybe up in Normandy, which is a great area, by the way, and we can make
that
happen
that
for you, okay?
I like that
on
area.
On the canals, Normandy, amazing. Second, what area do you want to be in, though?
I have to be within 10 minutes of I-95 or I'm going to lose my mind, because I got to be able to get somewhere in a reasonably predictable format based on the color green on my map.
Love that. Okay, that's good. First of all, so we're narrowing it down already. Most importantly, the main question I like to ask is, when you're not at work, where do you like to spend your time? When you're at home, what do you want to be around, right? And what are your activities? Do you like to go to the beach? Do you like to go to the Gables? Things like that.
Oh, very cool. But you got to keep talking because I'm the only one hearing you.
I'm sorry.
So that's okay. So see that? You tapped on to one of my main things that I talk about all the time. My friend Mike Fay calls it the theory of donuts. Fancy Pants Me calls it the theory of vertically integrated high activity centers. And what that really means is somebody wants to be able to walk outside. I was in the Harbor Shops. Is that what it is? Over
Sunset
Harbor. I had Panther Coffee. Saw the ladies in their tracks. Suits and right by Publix, and I could still at 9:30 get anywhere I wanted.
I love it. So we narrowed down the area, right?
Yes.
Sunset Harbor, let's say. You're a very active couple, active family.
We like to go walking. I see what role you play on the team now.
Yes. Yeah, he holds my microphone all day.
Hold on now. It's a family show.
That's weird. I'm sorry.
Family show.
Diego. I think for $2 million, you want to be in an area, you just said, a neighborhood where it's walkable. That's a big deal. Right away, you narrowed yourself down to probably like four different areas. Okay?
So not living in Brickell
Coconut
or Midtown?
Grove. That's one of the areas. Though. Coconut okay. Grove, Midtown, Brickell, south of 5th. Okay, a condo, though, not a single family home.
Right.
Sunset Harbor, once again, a condo, maybe a townhome. Townhome, okay?
And I can get on the water there, can I? Not
close.
For that kind of money?
Close.
I could smell
close.
The water?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Low
fair
tide,
enough.
You'll be able to smell
oh,
low tide.
Oh, stop
yes.
it. That's a Miami comment. That's yes. a Miami yeah. comment.
But that's what it's going to be for $2 million. That's what you're looking at. And once again, it really depends on single family home or condo. Right?
Okay.
So.
Now I'm going to talk to Sari. I had
go
enough
for
of you.
It.
I had
okay.
enough of you.
Me
I want to talk to the beauty and the brains of the operation.
That's for sure.
Obviously.
That is for sure.
Obviously. Okay, Sari, I'm going to use a word that I'm not allowed to use on this show, but I'm going to use it once a year. And since it's December, I can now use it. I haven't used it for a year. Let's make believe that I'm a... Oh, I can't believe I'm about to say this word. Millennial. Ugh. Let's say I'm a millennial.
Ugh.
Exactly. Let's say I got a job. I actually have a job, but I haven't moved out of my parents' house yet. Where is it that I want to be?
When you do move out of your parents' house?
Yeah, that's right.
I think you want to be south of 5th.
Very appropriate question.
Okay. Hey
south
now.
Fifth.
Hey
fifth.
Now. So
nice.
Tell me. So tell me what's going on south of 5th and why do I want to be? Can I afford that?
Well, actually, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. There's on all the boutique buildings, we've actually done a ton of rentals this year for the same competitive prices as Brickell, but you're just not in a sky rise and you don't have a concierge, but that's the same thing.
Well, hold it. So that means it doesn't take me 25 minutes to get to my car to start going
no,
somewhere?
No, and it usually comes with one private parking spot.
Holy camoly!
Yeah, and if you go to the city of Miami Beach, you will get a resident sticker and you can park anywhere on the street.
And if I have a bike, I can be on the beach in 30 seconds doing
exactly.
what people do. Now we are talking. Can I get to my job from there?
Yep.
Well,
and you could use all the back roads. So
oh, well,
perfect.
Sounds to me like I got somebody and I may even nailed the area that she's looking at. Now, Diego, what's your favorite neighborhood and why?
You know, Dan has done a pretty good influence on us to drive us to south of 5th. And we've kind of understood that every weekend, every time we have some spare time, we catch ourselves, you know, at South Point Park, walking to Joe's, walking to the beach. And really, when we come down to Miami Beach, that's the lifestyle that we're seeking.
Some of my wife and I's most beautiful moments have been spent at South Point Park holding hands. Walking to Joe's for an early dinner. It's just one of the most amazing neighborhoods. And it's really not that traffic constrained. Once you get past the little pinch point to get there and you make that right turn, mm-hmm. well, you're in traffic actually heaven.
Right.
There's
true.
Nobody on
no
the
traffic.
Street. Nobody. So it seems like it's a really good place. Now, Dan, I'm going to switch the tables on you.
Okay.
I'm going to say I'm somebody coming in from out of town. I'm going to work in Coral Gables, but I don't want to live in Coral Gables. I want to live on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I got about $5-7 million to spend, but I got kids. Where am I going?
Perfect. Easy. Coconut Grove.
Hold it. I'm not even reading the questions yet. So wait a minute. I pulled my head out. So let me see now. So I'm going to go to Coconut Grove. Do I have to live in a house or can I live in a really secure place? Not that a house
you
wouldn't
actually,
be secure.
Coconut Grove, you have a couple great options, first of all.
Tell me.
First of all, townhomes. They're amazing townhomes in Coconut Grove. One of our clients, by the way, has an amazing townhome for 1.8. Just throwing it out there. The Fidelis are good friends.
Hold it.
Right
hold
on the water with a boat slip. Okay.
For 1.8?
Completely
yeah.
renovated.
Three
so,
stories.
If you think about it,
don't
three
tell
stories.
Your cousin about that.
I'm
yes,
going
to
text her now.
Three stories, technically three bedrooms, 1,800 square feet for 1.8. That's great.
That's and 1,000
especially
square foot.
To be on the water. Well, that's the asking price. We have
no,
a little
no.
room there. Okay.
okay. Well, no,
but,
don't start negotiating with
but,
yourself.
But compared to Miami Beach, let's say, when you're on the water, everything's really starting at about $4 million and up for a single family home.
Wow.
Okay? So it's a deal. Plus, you're in a walkable area, Coconut Grove. It's
right
the
next
oldest
to a
neighborhood
park.
There is.
Yeah,
next to a park. It's amazing and family friendly.
Fresh
it
market.
It's the best area to be because of the schooling systems. Ransom, Gulliver, Carrollton, you name it. Another option if you want to be in actually a high rise super luxury condo, Park Grove, right?
I want to live with the billionaires.
You're looking in Park Grove. What it's compromised of is really a lot of these locals moving
out
of there.
Hold it. You used a bad word. Not compromised of. Comprised of.
I'm sorry. I'm
Mr. David Martin. David Martin.
That's what I think about.
Martin would just kill me if I let that go.
Yes, I am. I apologize.
No problem. I know that was a slip of the tongue.
Majority of the mix of Park Grove is going to be your local family that's been here for a very long time, living in, let's say, a 15,000 square foot home in Cocoa Plum, Coral Gables, like we're saying, and what they need is they're going to downsize physically their lifestyle, but upgrade lifestyle at the same time, moving to Park Grove or the surrounding buildings.
And they're going to buy themselves an hour a day just from coming and going.
At least, right? But that area is the best. Very kid-friendly, pet-friendly, you name it. Best schools in maybe the country down there, right? And once again, it's walkable. So that is an amazing area.
We're going to talk more good, hot real estate market stuff you can use today to make your life better. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Wanda, I need to dance. Please play some music. All right, hey everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacements, first service, red cap service. People go, Jim, what's red cap service? Look on my Facebook page. Yesterday, red cap dropped off my car. I didn't even have to go up to Warren Henry. They came right down to Midtown. It was awesome. The guy was great. We did a hug. We did a kiss. And we didn't really do a kiss, but we did do a selfie. And he was great. Had great, great personality. I thought it was great. Can't wait to have red cap work with me again. That's right. So if you want red cap or even a personal assistant, you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Wanda Rockman.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Hey, everybody. What happens if you got to close by year end, or maybe you want to close in January? Hey, in either case, if your loan is not a standard loan, if your question starts with, hey, I have a special situation, then you need to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. And I'm going to go slow this time for the Jets fans. 305-773-6300. That's right. If you need a loan, let's say that you got a client and you're a realtor and your client's from out of the country and they don't have any financing and they don't have all the cash. You can call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, because we specialize in financing foreigners. You got somebody from one of those countries in Latin America? People tell you can't get them financed? Call me, because I can get it done. That's right. Maybe you're a U.S. resident, but you had a short sale or some kind of credit problem. You go, my gosh, I can get a loan real easy. You go up to Wells Fargo or one of your other lenders, and you go, you can't. Call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, because I can help you. And that's right. You know it by now. When you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. Wanda, thanks for giving me that rocking music. It keeps my toes tapping. We are here with one of the hot realty groups. That's right. When you go to the big real estate companies, you really are going to work with a team in that company. And we are here with Dan Hetchkopf. Did I get that right?
Sure did.
High five to me. That's three in a row. I think I'm going to go to the casino. And his team, Sari. We've got Sari Libin. And my God, I forgot the guy who's, what's his name? What's that guy's name?
Diego Palomo.
That's the guy that's the Jets fan. That's who I go slow for.
The Latin flair.
The Latin guy. Yeah. The guy that brings the panache. Fire. The Fino guy. The Fino guy on the team. He brings the fire. Is that it?
Yes.
The fire?
Something like that, Jim.
All right. So I'm going to start with Diego. Diego, what's your favorite neighborhood today just for you, not for a customer. You're moving down to Miami. You got your friend. Where are you telling him to move? Go.
Now, is this to move or to hang out?
Oh, listen to him. Details. Why don't you give me both?
Well, to hang out, I would push them a little bit towards Wynwood. I think Wynwood is a very diverse community with amazing restaurants, amazing artwork, and especially if they're coming from the Northeast, I think they're going to feel a little...
Where are they going to live in Wynwood?
Well, not to live. And we're saying to hang out.
Oh, okay.
Now, I personally live in Edgewater. I think Edgewater fits my bill.
It's where I live.
Perfect. I think for that...
But I've been there for 30 years, newcomer.
So I'm right in front of Margaret Pace Park. I think it's a great living.
Oh, that's the spot. That's the spot. Basketball, soccer, people watching, fishing. You got it all right there. That's you're walking to a metro station, which means you can get the Dadeland freaking mall.
That's right.
Not that I ever thought about that. Sari wants to add something. Go ahead, miss.
No.
You just wanted to add a smile?
Yeah, that's it. Just
okay, where's the best place on Miami Beach north of 5th?
Normandy Shores.
Tell me why.
Because it's the last place in Miami Beach that hasn't been developed yet.
So that means there's value plays? There's value plays there?
Yep, it's a hidden gem, and I think in the next 3 years that place is going to boom, and developers are just waiting for government, local government, to allow them to pour in money to North Beach.
Wow, it sounds like you're really hyping that area.
Yep.
Wow, I think that it's a place. Oh, you already own property up there. Okay, that's a good thing.
I'm already in.
All right. We had Brett Harris on. He's one of your teammates. He loves that area. He lives there already.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's my neighbor.
And he's your neighbor?
Yep.
All right. I know other people that are your neighbors, too. I love that street that you live on. It's an amazing street. What do you think, Dan, is the best residential street in South Florida? I'll give you 5, 4, 3
North Bay Road.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
Also where I live. I left south of 5th for North Bay Road.
So. Which side do you live on? There's the real question.
Well, I'm not going to answer.
You're moving across the street soon. You're moving across the street soon.
It is a dry lot, but give me a couple years. I'll be on the water.
No, that's okay. I have a lot of friends that made a
lot
of money.
I'm still on North Bay Road. That's all that matters.
Listen, bro, I have friends that bought on North Bay Road in the 60s. My college roommate, that's the only residential house I ever sold, was on North Bay Road.
Really?
Yeah, I'll never forget the day. Dave Lombardi ran in with a paper in his hand and said, I'm the buyer. He said, who the heck are you? He's my friend now, 20 years later. I love that guy.
I love that guy.
And he's a good family friend.
Oh, see that? Yeah. We all love Dave Lombardi. Mwah. Dan and Brian aren't so bad either. I like them, too. That's the kid. That's the guy's sons, and I love his wife, too. She's amazing, too. So, let's see. Let's talk about buyer trends. Where are the buyers coming from? Where do you guys see your buyers from? We'll start on the end with Sari. Sari, where are the buyers coming from these days? That's okay. You can speak your mind. Don't look at
him. No. We have been seeing a lot of French buyers for North Beach.
Oui.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
From France or from Montreal?
I think France, yes.
Really? Are they fleeing all of the stuff that they're seeing over there? Don't laugh, because they were talking about Turkey yesterday where I was.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not really quite sure because it's just something new that we've been seeing, but we definitely see a lot of French families.
I know a couple
down.
Of years
Young
ago there
families.
Were a lot of French Jewish people that were leaving because of the things that they saw.
Yes.
I don't want to point a finger at anything like that, so I do want to mention how now that we have direct flights from Turkey, yesterday we were talking with some, I'll just say, developer friends that aren't here today, and they were talking about how they were selling a bunch of units to the people from Turkey, that was one of their big sources that were coming in recently. What other countries are you seeing starting to... Oh, I've got a question. China. We seeing any real Chinese people yet? In the general scheme, not in the buildings that go out and find them and bring them in a boat. But I mean, hey, I just walked in and I'm Chinese. You seen that yet?
Not yet, to be honest.
I'm being honest.
Okay. Not yet, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think that flight's there yet, right? I think they have
We don't have the flight
they
yet.
Have one coming in. What was it? Lauderdale? I don't remember.
I'm not sure, but it's not here yet. The Brazilians going to Lauderdale have changed the patterns a little bit.
But something Howard Lorber told us, actually, it might not be that.
Who's that?
He is the chairman of Douglas Elliman. He is the boss man. He's amazing.
Tell me a little bit about him and what he brings to the table.
I'm going to forget everything I was going to say.
I don't care. I don't think it matters. I want to know who Howard Lorber is.
Vector Group. He's amazing. Howard Lorber.
I remember what you were going to say.
Behind the company. That's what he does. Let's see. What was it? Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs.
Yes.
That was him. Even, I think, cigarettes. Am I allowed to say that? Cigarettes?
Yeah, you are. I know. Okay. Vector Group. No, Vector yeah. Group was in the tobacco business. I know that.
And he's into development, and the guy's a genius. And one thing he told us was...
Bennett LeBeau. Is he there too? Is that the guy? The other guy? No.
I think yeah. It's possible. Yes. The appeal's not there yet for the Chinese. One thing is they really don't like sunlight in that tropical weather. I heard this straight from my guy. So that's, I think, one of those issues that we're dealing with, to be honest.
So we'll put an artificial thing over this like we have over to football.
Yeah, it's something to think about. Food for thought.
Wanda, okay. How much more time do we have?
2 minutes, we'll say.
2 minutes. Dos minutos. So I want to, that's right. I want to just ask one last question. Each person, Dan got his. Diego, what do you think is coming next year? What do you see? Just, you know, tea leaves. What do you think? What's coming?
You know, I think a lot of these reports talking about a slowdown or anything like that in our market is could be reporters that are not from this area that are looking at Miami and including Miami Beach. I believe Miami Beach is, it could be correcting itself, maybe getting a little more realistic at the current time. But I think it's only a matter of time that Miami Beach goes back to that unrealistic market where it's booming again.
Sari, you get the last thought, and then I'm going to wrap up the show.
I think the next big place is going to be Coconut Grove. I think North Beach and Coconut Grove, for sure. A lot of people that have lived their whole lives in Miami Beach are now buying homes and townhomes in Coconut Grove.
So, yeah, I know a lot of those people. Yeah. Worked with a bunch of them. All right. So I want to thank you, Sari. I want to thank you, Diego. I want to thank you, Dan. I want to thank Beanie, and I want to thank AJ, and I want to thank you, my listeners, because without you, it wouldn't be possible. I want to thank our sponsors, The Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Kind Snacks, NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, Kind Snacks, I said that already, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and of course, Lauren's Kids, as we are in our 8th year of the show. I want to thank all of our sponsors, and I want to thank you, because without you, our listeners, the show wouldn't be possible. Please go to your Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Next week we'll have Bruce Turkell on. We'll be talking about branding and marketing. Join the community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Freed, the show at Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. This will be up on YouTube. Hey, the website keeps getting hits and hits and hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on that webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. That'll be by Friday, probably. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think you know by now, I just love doing this. Like I said, we'll have Bruce Turkell on, and we'll talk more real estate, too. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it is yours.
Then what makes something? What makes good? Love the expansion. So I.